Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. And our special guest today is Becky McIntosh, live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right, Andy. We are over here, and we've got an exciting show. If you are thinking about going back to school, if you are in school and you're trying to figure out how to make all the ends meet to make this happen, you know, school is where it's at right now. The job market's not that good, so you might as well be in school getting more educated and learning to reinvent yourself. And we have Becky McIntosh from Piedmont Technical College. She is here with us. She is the Vice President of Student Affairs. I'm really actually very lucky to be able to have her here because they are so busy over there registering students and getting everybody signed up. Becky, how are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thank you, Ann. It's good to be here.
It is good to have you here. And it's been a while since we've had you on the air.
It's been a while. I'm glad to come back.
That's right. So tell us, what is happening right now at Piedmont Tech? First day of classes is August 24th. Is
that
right?
Correct. That's correct. We've got about 2 weeks. We've got students applying, taking the placement test, advising, getting them in, you know, the classes that they want. We've been doing this, of course, since April is when we first start advising students into classes for the fall.
But there's nothing like waiting till last minute.
There's nothing like August. No matter how much we prepare and encourage students to start early, August is when it really hits. And we've got tremendous activity in the financial aid office because 90% of our students are on some form of financial aid. That's what makes it so easy for students to come to school, easy in the sense that they can afford it,
mm-hmm.
not easy in the sense that you can't wait till the last minute. And so we always encourage students to start early. So we have a lot of activity in financial aid, a lot of advising, admissions. It's a great time to be there.
Great time to be there if you like a lot of hubbub.
If you like a lot of activity, that's right. And I've been running around all morning and all week, but so is the whole staff. And this particular week, our faculty are on break. Of course, they teach all summer. And once our summer term ended last week, we had graduation. We graduated over 300 students on Thursday of last week. And then this is their 1 week of break. And they'll be back on Monday with in-service and continuing to advise current and returning students. And classes start the 24th.
Now, how long have you been at Piedmont Tech?
I have been there 28 years. 28 wonderful years. Yes.
28 years. But now, Becky, I mean, the amount of graduates that were graduating in this type of thing, there has been such a tremendous change. You were there when...
I was there when it was small, and we had a goal of 3,000 students. I remember that goal at the time I came, that was the goal, and we maybe had 2,000 or 1,800 at the time, but it crept up there, and we had a huge celebration when we hit 3,000 students. I remember that so well.
Right. So,
and that's when registration all occurred in long lines down the multipurpose building, and you know, students would come down there, and we had cards. You know, you'd pull a card to register, and, of course, that's long since changed.
And how many students does Piedmont Technical College have now?
Last fall, we had 5,760 students.
Are you going to crack that 6,000 this year?
I believe we are. I really do. And that may not happen across the state, but we've had a new initiative this past year. We're really working with all of our applicants. I feel really good about our enrollment. It's hard to predict because right now with the economy, people are not sure what's going to happen. But we feel strong. We think I know we're going to meet last year,
mm-hmm.
and I think we're going to hit 6,000.
That would be a cause for celebration.
That would be. Well, it was when we hit 4,000, and then it was 5,000, and we keep creeping up. So.
Well, that's great. Well, as everybody's going back to school, not only in the lower levels, but now in the college level and whatnot, and not only that, Piedmont Tech has so many other campuses.
We do.
You know, when you started, you didn't have all these different campuses.
We did not. I remember when we first started offering classes in Lawrence County, they were taught at the Witten Center, and all the students were working towards an associate degree in human services to work at the Witten Center.
Sure.
And then we branched out to the old Revco building over there, and then eventually, of course, to all six centers. We've got, it's just amazing. I think you know about the Lawrence has a beautiful big new center that was the first new big building built several years ago. We opened the Saluda new campus 2 years ago, moved into a great new facility in McCormick County.
This summer.
This summer.
Right.
Wonderful there. That had been their high school career center. So tremendous opportunity for growth. You know, a career center has got the big areas for career and technical programs, so we're excited about that. We've got a new center coming in Newberry. And so everywhere we look, we're growing. And that's tremendous because we serve seven counties.
Absolutely, and that creates employment.
It does. Absolutely. That's why we are growing, because people see the benefits of coming to Piedmont Technical College.
Absolutely, and you can do stuff. I mean, you know, that new REACH program that you were promoting, that we promoted this summer and everything, that's a program that you got a lot of feedback. You've learned ways to make that program even better.
We have. The initial goal there was to develop a way for students to get a two-year degree, either in business or the Associate in Arts transfer, in 2 years and only go two nights. Well, in order to do that, it was a pretty strenuous schedule. Classes start at 5 o'clock on Tuesdays and Thursdays. One class would meet 5 to 6, and then there'd be a second class on Tuesday nights, a third class on Thursday nights, and then the fourth class Tuesday and Thursday from 9 to 10. And that's a rigorous schedule, and for some people it would work out. We do have a few students signed up for that program. But what we learned was, in the response to the program and the campaign and all the advertising, was that students are interested in only coming to class two nights a week and getting their associate degree in 2 years, but I think they're going to combine it with online classes, which has always been available, and they can be flexible which classes they take at night and which classes they take online. So we've had a tremendous response in terms of people coming out to the meetings at Piedmont Tech in Greenwood and in Lawrence.
Sure, and not only that, the idea that you will make sure that those classes are offered so they can complete in 2 years, because that's one of the things that happens in college. You know,
right.
That last class you need isn't
right.
offered.
That's correct, and we made a commitment that when we put this schedule together in either business or the transfer program, they would be available every semester to make that completion, and we've kept that commitment.
That's terrific. So things are good out there. People are signing up, but, you know, it would be nice if more people knew about the financial aspects, the how you can go back to school without having to spend a lot of your money right then up front. There are a lot of options out there. That's one of the things we're going to be talking about today, the options, how to make it come together so that you can get on a career path to help yourself and your family. So I certainly hope you're going to stay tuned right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. My very special guest today, Becky McIntosh. Hey, if you've got a question for Becky, give Jeff a call. Telephone man is available, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
You're tuned in to Meet Me at the Diner, host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Becky McIntosh, live from Sharp Facets Gallery. Here's your host, Ann Eller.
Andy, we are live over here just looking at all the options that students have today. But before we get started about that, Becky, I just wanted to mention how many kids, we have so many kids that are doing dual enrollment that are in high school or in Piedmont Tech, and they just come out of high school with so much already done stuff.
They do. It's tremendous numbers. We have some students coming out with 12 credits. We have others with as much as 36 credits, as many as 36 credits they can transfer. We actually have had a couple students go way beyond that and finish Piedmont Tech the same, well, actually 2 weeks ahead of the time they finished high school. And it's
now, that's
not
scary.
Well, it's not for everybody, but it's for the student who's really aggressive, has a lot of initiative. This particular student is from Emerald High School, and in addition to taking dual enrollment, you know, during the time she was in class, during the academic year, she also took summer classes, mm-hmm. and she also added a few extra online classes. And there are others like her that have gone on and just been aggressive about saying, you know, I can do this. And the thing is, they can. There are kids in high school that are so smart and motivated, and they know they're going to college, they can take their senior English and our English 101, 102, which transfers to any university, college in the state, and double up and take them at the same time. Why not? Because some students, when they go off to college, they feel like, oh, gosh, I have to take this English again. Mm-hmm. And they've already had 4 years of English in high school. Some students need more when they go to college. But those that can handle the rigorous college curriculum while in high school, it's a win-win for everybody and certainly for mom and dad's pocketbook.
Absolutely. So, but yes, wasn't it a girl that graduated?
It was a girl. It was Abby Cannon. She was very active. In fact, she was an ambassador for us. We have a leadership development program where we have college students serve as ambassadors, and she was actually an ambassador while she was in high school. And as an ambassador, she would speak to different groups, and it was exciting to have someone that young and that talented as Abby was.
Now, she was going on to college. Didn't she want to do either, I want to say, something with the medical field or veterinary something? I don't remember.
She went to Anderson University, and I hate to say something and broadcast it. The last that I knew was she was transferring all of her credits from Piedmont Technical College to Anderson University, I believe. And I'll get back to you later if that's not accurate.
No, that's fine. That's fine. But it was just amazing that she was able to do that. And
there was another student a couple years ago who, because of dual credit, and he took classes here in the summer, when he graduated when he graduated from Piedmont Tech, he took 60 credit hours to the Savannah School of Art and Design, and he graduated with his bachelor's degree in less than 2 years. And that's a specialty.
Absolutely,
university.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
if you're going and you have the straight arts and sciences, you know, the 2 years of general education, which everybody requires for a bachelor's degree, and you take that from us. But he actually did some of the unique courses that we teach in advertising and design, in commercial art. He took a welding class because you can use welding as an artistic form.
Sure.
And so he really was smart to put together a curriculum while he was in high school so that when he transferred over there, he
had all
these
classes. Able to get into his major classes.
He was.
That's right.
And we're available to help students that want to do this. If you have a son or daughter or you're a young person that wants to think about this, we can work with you, help you design a curriculum. When you would take certain courses that match up that you get the dual credit for in high school. Many of these courses are taught at the high school, mm-hmm. and they follow our curriculum. They have instructors that are approved by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. That's who our accreditation is with. So they have to meet the exact credentials that we require. And the curriculum is the same as we teach. So when that student finishes that course in high school, they have completed the competencies for the equal course at Piedmont Tech, which, again, transfers
anywhere in the state. Wow. You know, these are the type of things that you can take advantage of out there at Piedmont Tech. Now, before we start talking about money, I do want to say something about how well the counselors out there work to help the students and, you know, help find them that direction to go, because that's a hard time when you're young and you have so many talents and you have so many interests to find that one direction that's going to help you.
You're right. We do have a strong staff of counselors. We have employment counselors, career counselors. We have what's called an AIM team, something new this past about 4 months. It's for admissions, intake management, and we just kind of gave ourselves that label because it's a group of advisors who really work closely one-on-one. We call it knee-to-knee, eye-to-eye with students to help them plan what they need to do to be ready with financial aid, which we're going to talk about in a minute, be ready with placement test, either going into health sciences, have attended a health science information session, really help that student know where they're headed, what they got to do, and ultimately, it's the student's responsibility mm-hmm. to be successful in college. We just want to guide them so that they'll head down that path and be successful.
Well, this is not your old-time college anymore, is it? You know, where you go, I think I'll try this, I think I'll try that. Everybody seems so focused, don't they, anymore, Becky?
Well, there's a couple of reasons, very important reasons for that. One is, as we start to talk about financial aid, federal dollars and state dollars will assist a student in college, but the student can't just be in college to be in college.
Darn, I hate that.
Yeah,
it was
I know
such
it.
A good experience.
Remember,
you enjoy it?
I loved it. I loved college. Oh my gosh, I loved it. I had a good time. But, you know, the idea of the perpetual student, college student, is no longer, well, unless you're on mom and dad's ticket.
Sure.
Then you can go to college as long, or your own ticket if you have a way to figure that out.
Right.
But if you're getting government aid, which so many students are, you have to be goal-oriented. And it's called Standards of Academic Progress. It's all colleges have it. It mandates what students must do to keep their financial aid.
Mm.
I remember the day, as I said, as you know, I've been working here 28 years, there were times years back when students didn't have to be so strict about what they were taking. And you'd find students that might have gone to college for 2 years and really not be focused. That's not the case any longer.
So.
There's stringent rules. There's three of them. I can tell you what they are if you want to know. But there's three strong rules that all students have to follow.
Well, we just had a call. This goes right to this. Joanne Shirley just called in. She said her daughter, Melissa, acquired 26 hours before going to Francis Marion, saved 1 year, and at least $20,000.
Oh, congratulations.
That's wonderful.
She says,
great program out
there.
Good
to hear. Thank you.
Yeah, so that's the type of thing that you can do when you give them a call and set up a time. Now, I realize classes are coming up very soon, the 24th. Do people still have time to register?
They do. We're getting really close to the time that federal financial aid can be processed. When a student applies to the college, they need to immediately apply for federal financial aid at the same time.
Can we still get it from the federal government? I mean, I'm just asking, Becky.
Right. I'm out on a limb here.
Yeah, I know. I won't saw it off, Becky.
No. Okay. If a person files financial aid today and they file for their PIN number, and that allows them to get back in and out of the system, and
sure,
they have all their tax forms with them, and they do it today or tomorrow or Friday, there is a good chance that the financial aid will be processed by the 24th, but there's also a good chance it will not. And the reason is when someone files for financial aid for the FAFSA, that's called the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, and it's online. You just go to FAFSA.gov. What happens when you apply, the information comes to us electronically. Everything is done electronically now. And our financial aid counselors are busy awarding aid. The government has a process called verification,
mm-hmm,
and it's a process that they control. We do not. About 55% of our students who are applying for Pell Grant, they are tagged for verification. It's just a process the government uses to make sure that what the student put on their FAFSA form and actually matches what's on their tax forms, because they can't see the tax forms. They're just looking at what the student entered.
Right.
So arbitrarily, a number of students are selected for verification. When that happens, sometimes a student is awarded aid by us because they're eligible. The feds send notification that they've been selected for verification. Again, we don't do that. Then we have to contact the students and say, you need to bring in additional documents.
Mm-hmm.
It's a frustrating process because a student may think, well, and they're right. At one time they were awarded aid. Then they're arbitrarily selected for verification. They have to bring in more documents. We have a verification staff that looks at those and matches it up. If everything matches, it's no problem. Their aid holds, and they continue on. Sometimes there's a mismatch.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a student has to get additional tax forms. Sometimes it means they have to go back to their tax processor and get something changed. So in a sense, the colleges are kind of like little IRS departments, because we've been asked, and this is across the country, it's just not Piedmont, that we have to verify the information is accurate, which I understand as a taxpayer.
Sure.
You want this to be accurate information. That's what slows down the process, and
sure,
we have no control over who gets selected for verification and who doesn't. But to make it more simple, yes, you can apply. The other way to do that is we have a payment plan,
okay,
where any student can, up till the day before classes start, which is they start the 24th, up as late as the 23rd, a student can pay 33% of their tuition and then make two more payments after that. During that time, if their financial aid comes through and they receive a full Pell Grant, then that would give them money to pay themselves back.
Sure. Right. So they'd get a refund to themselves.
Right. Yeah. It is not, financial aid is complicated, but it is very available, and we just need to work with the students to help them get through the process.
Now, on that Pell Grant, is that any adult person that can get it?
Right. Pell Grant is available for anybody. Once you have a bachelor's degree, you're not eligible.
Okay.
And if you're in high school, you're not eligible. So between those two, the Pell Grant's available for college students. It's based on income along with the number in the family, in the household. If there are two students going to college, that's taken into consideration. And that figure is determined, again, that's a federal calculation as to how much they're eligible for. If a family or a student is only eligible for a partial Pell based on income, they may be eligible for lottery tuition assistance.
Sure.
On top of that, and that's a state program.
All right. Well, we're going to come back in just a minute. Don't you go away. If you've got a question, if you'd like to enroll in Piedmont Tech, what's the number real quick for them to call right now if they want to pick up the phone and call?
941-8369.
Okay. We'll be listening to South Carolina News. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with host Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Becky McIntosh. Here's your host, live from Sharpetz's Gallery, Ann Eller.
Well, you know, isn't it good timing, Becky? Here you are here today, and just on South Carolina News, Newberry Tech School gets $1.79 million grant. Is that unbelievable, or is that unbelievable?
That's so wonderful. We've been waiting for that and working so hard. People, Jennifer Wilbanks, Dale Wilson, Paige Childs, people on our staff, administration, have worked and worked and worked to get that. And the people from Newberry, oh my gosh, they, of course, had to be behind it 100%. And that means that we are building a new facility in what was the old Walmart building on Highway 76 in Newberry, and it's going to be phenomenal. We've got the architectural drawings, how it's going to look, and it's going to be great.
How long will that take to build?
I'm guessing 18 months.
Probably.
I'm thinking.
Sure, probably. But it says that the Economic Development Administration expects the project to create 490 jobs and generate $36.5 million in private investment. So how about that?
That's wonderful. It's great. As I mentioned earlier when we talked about how our county centers are growing, and we just have a tremendous partnership with the county councils, the legislative group from each of the counties, of course, the high schools, the community businesses. It's just a really strong partnership because Piedmont Tech not only serves Greenwood, it's very important we serve all seven counties equally.
Absolutely. Well, it says that Dr. Rebecca Blank said that this project will help South Carolina residents qualify for higher skill, higher education wage jobs at the companies and the region's growing advanced manufacturing cluster. So that's great.
That's great. I'm excited.
Wow. So there you go. You come on here, and they're talking about us on South Carolina News.
Right, that's wonderful. Piedmont Tech, we're always always on the edge, the leading edge.
Absolutely. Well, we are talking about one of the biggest things that you can do when you look at college education, higher education, is saving money, you know. So many people try to save for that college education. And here at Piedmont Tech, gosh, with the things that are available, you can really do at least those first 2 years on the cheap.
You can. You can. Absolutely. It's so reasonable. And it's an investment that you can't lose. It's not going to crash.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can take your education away from you. The training that you get, so it's permanent. It's yours. Whether you do a transfer for a four-year program or a technical degree, and we even have, in more recent years, technical transfer degrees where students come through and get a technical, when I say technical, it's not strictly the AAAS general education program, but specialty courses like in engineering and transfer to the College of Engineering at USC.
Mm-hmm.
That's been new the last couple of years. Students that go into early childhood development, and so they're taking courses in a career and then transfer and take 2 more years in that career. And so that's been, it's really exciting that students don't want to just sometimes take 2 years of gen ed. They want to jump into whatever it is that they're going into, and you can now do that because of the partnerships with the four-year colleges, Lander, Erskine, PC, Newberry, Anderson College, we're all over, and again, USC.
Sure. What about Clemson?
Of course, we. Clemson, I'm sorry. Shame on me. We have wonderful transfer programs, especially in our horticulture and agricultural area. Our new Saluda Center has a wonderful agricultural program, and we've got new facilities. In fact, we added a second facility, a second building down there this summer, and those students have excellent transferability right into Clemson as a junior.
Wow, that's terrific. In fact, I saw that just the other day, and I said, you know, we need to get somebody on to talk about what's going on with this program.
Oh, you would. Hugh Bland is the name of the instructor coordinator down there that works so with all the students, and he's got a tremendous background, so he knows people in the area down there and has been very successful. And another, I need to go on and say another good transfer program with Clemson is also our Vet Tech program.
I was going to bring that one up,
which
yes.
is, right, housed in Newberry. And it's a wonderful program, and that does have a nice transition to Clemson University.
So there's lots of ways to make this work. And if you're sitting there and if you've got a young person and they just haven't quite made that decision, what they want to do, where they want to go, look at what Piedmont Tech has to offer. It is amazing how they can get started. But on the flip side, you can also take a program like your welding program and some of these other programs, and you can be automotive technology.
Yes, yes. We've got wonderful programs in all the technical areas. You mentioned welding. Welding salaries are very, very good.
Yeah. I'm thinking about giving the radio business up and become a welder here.
I tell you what, they do very well, and there is always going to be a need. We are looking at putting a new welding program, hopefully soon, and we'll get more about that but down the road, but we're hoping to put that in Lawrence County. There's just a lot of opportunities for students in whatever area you want to go into.
And, of course, the online aspect of it, too, Becky. I mean, there is so much that can be done, even while you're working another job, to be able to get through this. Online classes, in class, you know, actual in-class.
Right.
There's a good way to work things now.
There is. There's so many working adults taking online classes. You make your own decision as to when you're going to study, when you're going to write papers, when you're, quote, in class. Maybe that in class is you're reading through a discussion thread where other students in the class are working on a project together, or you're following a discussion and you offer opinions. The tests that you take, the quizzes that you take, there's a lot of reading, there's a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
I hope people recognize or saw that we had a huge successful project in an online business course that
we
won an good.
Yes.
Wonderful. Probably Susie Murray.
Yep, Susie was
phenomenal.
Here when we talked about the REACH program. Yep,
okay.
And we talked about that.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great. And those students competed internationally and won. So there's a lot you can do online. Originally, when we started online program, probably 15 years ago, it was mostly the general education courses.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's business courses, computer technology courses, some of the criminal justice is available online, and certainly the AOT, Automated Office, those courses are online. So there's a lot more available out there online.
Sure. Absolutely. So, you know, but we need to talk about how to make this less expensive. You know,
okay.
We had a call from Joanne Shirley. We were just talking about, she said her daughter, Melissa, acquired 26 hours before going to Francis Marion, saved 1 year and at least $20,000. What a great program y'all have over there. We were talking a little bit about getting those Pell Grants, how you can get that, and you can get lottery money, and you can get. Let's talk a little bit more about it.
Okay, we've got other programs. The lottery right now is $78 per credit. That's a program that each year the amount is determined by the state legislature as to how much. Well, they determine the overall amount, mm-hmm. and then the Commission on Higher Education and State Tech look at what actually we can provide. And this year it's $78 per credit hour. Lottery tuition assistance is available to any student after Pell has already been determined. In other words, in order to receive lottery, you must apply for a Pell Grant or file the FAFSA. And if you're eligible for the FAFSA, for Pell Grant, then federal dollars will pay the Pell Grant to you. If you're not eligible, then you become eligible for lottery. the lottery.
That was a good reason to do that, too, wasn't that? It
yes.
saves the state or the lottery
it
a whole lot of money.
It does. It does. And it allows the lottery money to be spread out further among more people within the state. If you're eligible for the Pell Grant, that covers full tuition at Piedmont Tech, plus money left over for books, plus money left over for gas. So there's no reason.
They include gas in this now?
Well, I was just saying that there's some left over.
Over
like,
sure,
like,
yes.
Right now,
with the cost of classes and
yes.
what you can get.
Right.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Yes. I just thought that was great. I'm applying then if I can get gas money here. No, but so there is a lot of money available out there.
There
the Pell helps you get that that first money and then the lottery. And, you know, a lot of people think the lottery is just really for young people.
It's not. Lottery, there's no age limit. You must be a South Carolina resident, of course. And the lottery looks at your income. If you're not eligible for Pell, you become eligible for lottery. Again, it pays about two-thirds, and that varies from year to year. And you have to take 6 credits, but most students take at least 6 credits. And it's a strong program. Now, like all other programs, you have to maintain standards of academic progress, and that's important for every student. So, you mean
you just can't go to school and just not do very well? You gotta maintain that money.
You do. You have to have after you've taken 24 credits, you have to have a 2.0. You have to complete all of your courses, 67% of your courses each semester, and occasionally something happens where a student doesn't. Like let's say you take 4 classes. And you drop 2,
right.
And you're at 50%. Oops.
Right.
Okay, what happens now? A student gets a warning that they have dropped below that term. If that was their first term, they're going to start off below, and that's a warning. And we work with students. Again, this is federal policy, and we also use it with our lottery, that students need to complete what they take. And we have an appeal system to work with students to be successful.
Well, you know, I think that's only fair. If you're going to get a, you know, if it's your dollars coming out of your pocket and you want to mess it
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. I mean, you're here for a reason, and it's not just to get the Pell money, and it's not just to get loan money. You're here to get an education. And so academic progress is critical. And the faculty know about it. The students know about it. Well, we try to teach the students. A new student may not know completely all those requirements. But they're available. We talk to them about it. We go over it in new student orientation because we want the students to recognize, you know, this is a commitment. I'm here for a reason. I've got a great future. If I finish, they just got to be successful. They've got to be ready. And if they're not, sometimes life, you know, tosses you a tough situation. And
sure.
Sometimes students just need to say, okay, I need to stop out a semester. That's okay.
Regroup.
That's right. Put it back together and come back when you're ready. And that's fairly common, and that's okay.
Sure, absolutely. Well, we are here at Sharp Fasses Gallery. We are talking to Becky McIntosh. She is the Vice President of Student Affairs out there at Piedmont Technical College. If you've got a question, you'd like to ask her something, hey, give Jeff a call right now. That's 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be back. Don't you go away.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner with host Dan Eller, special guest Becky McIntosh. Live from Sharp Fasses Gallery, here's your host, Ann Eller.
Gallery, you are right, Andy. We're talking about education. Today we're talking about Piedmont Technical College, all the great ways that they can put you back in school, save you a whole lot of money, whether you've got a young person that is doing dual enrollment and powering ahead so as to save themselves money. But we also have a lot of other things that we're still got time to talk about, Becky. We just had a comment that came in. Beth Miner, the online courses have been a godsend for her son, as he recuperates from an accident that is taking months to recover. He is actually losing no time in seeking his degree.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And, you know, if an accident happens midterm and a student is taking Business 101 and all of a sudden they cannot come to class, well, Business 101 has the same competencies, whether it's taught in the classroom or online. So he was probably allowed to change from the traditional class to the online class and just charge right on.
Keep going.
So that's the flexibility that we can provide.
You know, I think that, you know, one of the other things is, even though Piedmont Tech keeps growing and growing and growing, you're still a small school in that you want that personal connection with the students there.
We do. I'm glad that you recognize that, because having worked at Piedmont Tech for so long, and when it was small, and the fact that we've grown and doubled in size, that's still there. It's really important to us. Customer service is important. Our counselors, our recruiters, our outreach staff, everybody cares. Our mission statement.
You can't work there if you don't care.
You can't. You know, that is exactly right. You could not work there because all the rest of us care, and you know, you'd just be booted out.
That's right. So, if you have questions, if you are sitting at home and you're saying, I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, I don't have the career that I had. We have so many people who have been displaced in the marketplace. They don't have the career. I know healthcare has become a huge, I don't know how many people I talk to, I'm going to become a nurse. I'm going to go into healthcare. It is one of the fastest growing fields out there. How are you able to handle all the students that want to get into that field?
Well, there are more students that want to get into than we have immediate openings for in the different programs, but we also have classes that students take to get into the programs. In other words, students can come in and take their English, their math, their psychology, their anatomy courses, and get all that behind them so they become eligible to go into not only nursing. We have two nursing programs, the RN and the PN. But we have, and then we have respiratory therapy and radiologic technology. Our newest one, cardiovascular technology, is great. That's really new in terms of, you know, it's a statewide program, and we get some students from all over the state, but we get a lot of local students as well. We have added more short-term programs. Patient care technician is a very good program. It's just 1 year in length. For a long time, we've had surgical tech. We have medical assisting. A couple that are like pharmacy tech is not actually in a hospital or not really working with patients, but you work with customers. You're working in a drugstore, in a pharmacy. There's a lot of options out there, and I've probably missed a couple off the top of my head, but there are tremendous opportunities, and some in other counties as well, not just in Greenwood.
Sure. So the bottom line is, whatever field, if you think you need to go back to school and change up and create a new image for yourself, it's the time to do it.
You can. And just this morning, I talked with a woman on the phone. Someone that I know had referred her to me, and so we just talked, and she's 44 years old, and she said, I've been successful in working in different jobs, and I just didn't ever get the degree, and now I'm ready to do that. And I said, great, come in, because you're going to find that you're not, you're going to blend right in, absolutely going to blend right into our student body, and she's going to do transfer courses and transfer onto Lander. And I said, absolutely, you know, you will find out when you get here what you need to do, and we talk through the FAFSA and the placement test, and placement test is nothing to worry about. It's there to help a student know, help your advisor know, where do you start in mathematics? You know, someone that's been out of high school for 20 years, it's, gosh, where do I start in mathematics? Well, we'll let you know. So you're never too old, and you're never too poor to come to Piedmont Tech.
Well, you know, I think that's great, and I think that is a worry that a lot of older people have. How am I going to deal with all these young whippersnappers that are making me feel out of the loop? You may not be as computer technologically savvy as some of the young people, but it happens.
It happens. You fit right in. We added a segment to our placement testing over the last couple years, which is called the TRA. I know that doesn't mean anything to the public, but the TRA is a short, quick assessment to let us know and let the student know, are you ready for an online class? Are you ready for a computer technology class? And so you don't have to be afraid of what you don't know. We will always be afraid of what we don't know,
Becky.
We can let you know what you don't know because of that new assessment.
we can tell you, you don't know this. Well, but that's good to have a benchmark.
It is. It's a benchmark. That's a good terminology to let students know where they are and what's the next step, what's the next level. We don't ever want to set up a student for failure. That is not an option. We want to give students the information they need to be successful every step along the way.
Now, how about teachers working with young people and older people in a class?
Oh, they're great. They love it. They do. I've heard so many stories. Again, I've been in this business for 28 years. I've heard so many stories from young people say that they just really like this particular person or that particular person in their class because they're older and they're mature and they've got great stories to share. Faculty like it because it just offers more diversity in the classroom. If you're teaching business and you've got a couple prior business owners or whatever the subject matter is, to have the breadth of ages that we have from 16 to 60 and probably beyond adds to the value of the class.
Absolutely. And since we all know we're going to be working longer, Becky, I mean, you know.
We are. I still am.
You know, we know that Social Security, we're all going to be bumped up a few years here. So this is your opportunity. There's never been a better time to go back to school, has there?
There really hasn't. There's so much opportunity out there. Different formats. We have a new class. Well, it's not new. It may be to some, called a hybrid class. A hybrid class is a combination of a traditional class and an online class, where instead of meeting twice a week for 16 weeks, the class might meet on just Mondays for a shorter period of time. It might meet every other week, and other parts of the class are done online. So the students are working at home, or wherever they are traveling. You know, some people's jobs require them to travel. You can be taking online classes and be in Canada, and it's fine. So the hybrid class is a combination of the two, and many students like that. They like to have the face-to-face and meet the instructor and meet the other students and make some connections and then do some more online, then maybe once a month or every 2 weeks, whatever the schedule is for that particular course. And that's been very successful.
Absolutely. So what do you got to do if you are interested in financial aid? You need to give them a call at, is it 941-8367?
That would be great. That would be a good place to call if you have particular questions.
Admission-type questions?
Admissions, I would call 8369. That's the admissions number, direct into admissions.
941-8369
would be right into admissions. In financial aid, we have so many calls coming into financial aid right now. I'm going to give you the 8367 number if you have a particular question, but you'll find most of your answers online. We have a strong website. We have the FAFSA.gov has very specific instructions on what you need to do with your tax forms and what information goes here, what information goes there. You're also invited to come out to the campus. We have computers set up in our admissions office. And
where is the admissions office now?
It's moved, absolutely. Both offices have moved to what was our continuing education building. When you face our administration building, to the left was always continuing ed, right by that big parking lot. And now it's admissions and financial aid. And continuing ed has moved down the street to the GA building. So we like our new home. We like our new offices. We've got 6 computers set up right in the admissions office. You can apply for admissions online. You can file your FAFSA right there. Bring your tax forms with you. We've got people that can help you out if you have special questions. It's really available.
WLMA right here in Greenwood, South Carolina. We can talk now. I just have to give that ID at the top of the hour. So, Becky, you are inviting people to come out and see face-to-face what they're going to be dealing with.
Absolutely. And you mentioned earlier about people not knowing what to do, where to turn. We've got the career counselors available to help you do that, admissions counselors available, outreach staff. It's not uncommon for folks to not know exactly where they're headed, but they know they need to get some education. And so we will help you develop an academic plan. That way you can march through as quickly as possible to get you out in the workplace. That's the whole goal, or to get you into a four-year institution. Either way, we want you to be able to get through it quickly at your pace. If you only want to go part-time because you're working full-time, but you need some credentials, you need some special training, you can do it part-time. And so it's really a flexible institution.
Well, you know, I think in the old days we figured we got that 4-year degree or maybe you went on and got a master's and you were done.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore.
No, people come back for training and retraining. We've got people with advanced degrees, baccalaureate degrees, that want to come back and take something else in a field that they've never really studied or had the time to pursue. So that's not uncommon.
So if you would like to go to an organization, to a school that really is caring about what you want to do, you need to check out Piedmont Technical College. The website out there is ptc.edu. There you go. So check it out. Becky McIntosh, thank you so much for coming out here today. I know your phone's going to be ringing. People are going to be saying, Becky, how can you help me?
Great. Call me. My number, 941-8358.
Okay, that's 941-8358. This has been another Meet Me at the Diner. Becky, thanks so much for coming out today.
Thanks. I loved it.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. We'll join the news in progress. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.